Welcome to the deep dive. We've got some really interesting stuff this week. Lots of articles, all pointing towards this huge shift, really, driven by AI.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And the numbers are pretty staggering, aren't they? That projection you found, $1.59 trillion for the AI market by 2030. Wow.
Exactly. And right in the middle of it, especially for businesses, seems to be Salesforce. They're really leaning into AI for CRM.
They are. That survey data was quite telling, wasn't it? Seeing how fast generative AI is getting picked up. Like, what was it, 73% in India, 45% in the U.S. using it already.
Yeah, significant numbers. So, okay, our mission today, let's dive into Salesforce's big generative AI releases for 2025. We want to figure out how these tools are actually helping businesses, you know, sales, marketing, service.
And the folks behind the scenes too, right? The developers, the admins, they're getting new tools as well.
Definitely. And it's not like this came out of nowhere for Salesforce. You highlighted that history. They've been investing in AI for a while, like that IBM Watson thing back in 2017.
That's right.
Yeah.
It shows a long-term play. They were positioning for this kind of GPT-driven era even back then.
Okay, so let's get into the specifics. How should we break this down? Maybe by who these tools are for.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Let's start with the developers. What's Salesforce offering them in 2025 to, you know, make their lives easier?
Right. So for developers, the theme seems to be embedding AI right into their workflow, helping them write code, generate tests,
analyze bugs, boost productivity, all that good stuff. And importantly, keeping it within the secure Salesforce environment they're used to.
Okay, so the main tool here seems to be Einstein for developers. What is that exactly?
Well, it's essentially a generative AI assistant. It runs on Salesforce's own large language model called CodeGen.
CodeGen, okay.
And what it does is translate natural language like just plain English into Apex code or Lightning web components, you know, Salesforce stuff.
And it works within their usual tools like VS Code.
Yep. Integrates with VS Code and Salesforce Code Builder. So it slots right into how developers already work.
So putting that simply, it's kind of like having a coding partner in your editor, one that understands requests like, hey, build me this thing.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it. Like that example in the article, you could ask it, create an Apex method that checks an account's credit score and returns high risk if the score is below 600.
Okay, and what would it spit out? Something usable.
Yeah, likely something pretty clean, like a public static string assess credit risk, integer credit score, if credit score null, return unknown, return credit score 600 made, high risk, low risk, severe. Straight from that plain English prompt.
Hmm, okay. That definitely seems useful for getting started. What other features does it have for developers day to day?
Well, there's code autocomplete. So as you type, it suggests things based on context. If you start typing system.debug, for instance.
It suggests how to finish the log message.
Exactly. Or common patterns. It kind of nudges you towards best practices. Then there's code analysis. That plugs into the Salesforce code analyzer.
Ah, so it spots potential problems, bugs, security issues.
Right, proactively.
Yeah.
Before they become big headaches. And another huge one is unit test generation.
Oh, that's always a pain point. How does that work?
You can just prompt it, like generate a unit test for this trigger, and boom, it creates the test class, often covering edge cases you might miss. Saves that ton of time.
I bet. Anything else?
Yeah. Code explanation. If you're looking at some complex code someone else wrote, or maybe you wrote it ages ago. It
happens all the time.
Right. It can break it down line by line in plain English. Super helpful for maintenance or onboarding new team members.
Okay, so zooming out, what's the business impact of all this for the companies using Salesforce?
Well, it's less manual coding effort, right?
Yeah.
Which usually means better code quality, fewer bugs, more consistency.
Frees up developers for harder problems.
Exactly. They can focus on the actual innovation, the complex stuff. It should mean faster project delivery and easier maintenance down the road.
Makes total sense. Okay, let's switch gears. What about Salesforce admins? The folks managing the system without necessarily deep coding, what's AI doing for them in 2025?
For admins, the big theme is also natural language. It's about empowering them to build automation, configure things, create smart experiences, all just by describing what they need. No code needed.
Okay, interesting. So like Einstein for Flow, how does that fit in?
Right. Einstein for Flow uses that same CodeGen model we talked about. An admin can basically just tell it what kind of automation they want.
So instead of dragging and dropping in the flow builder?
Exactly. You just describe it. Say, build a flow that sends an email to the account owner when a new opportunity over $100,000 is created.
And it builds the flow. Trigger, decision, email action, all of it.
Yep. It translates that instruction into a working flow. And it keeps an audit trail. which is important. You can see what the AI generated.
That sounds like a massive time saver for admins. What about customer interactions? Einstein bots.
Yeah, Einstein bots let admins set up smart virtual agents on, you know, websites or messaging apps. They use NLP, natural language processing, to understand what customers are asking.
So they figure out the intent, like track order or update address.
Precisely. They figure out the intent, grab key info like an order number, and can often resolve the query without needing a human agent, at least for common stuff.
So the customer gets a faster answer, potentially.
Exactly. Right. Like if a customer types, where's my package? The bot could figure out the intent is track order, maybe ask for the order number, check the system, and reply, your order should arrive by Friday. Instantly.
Great for handling volume. Okay, what about predicting things using existing data? Einstein Prediction Builder.
Yeah, that's a no-code tool for admins. You pick an object, say invoices, and what you want to predict, like likelihood of late payment.
And it looks at past data.
Exactly. It analyzes historical data and creates a prediction score, maybe puts a late payment likelihood field right on the invoice record, like a little crystal ball for your Salesforce data.
So businesses can be more proactive, like identify risky invoices early.
That's the idea. If an invoice gets flagged as high likelihood for late payment, maybe you trigger an early reminder or offer a payment plan.
Smart. And the last one for admins, Einstein, next best action, ENBA.
Right. ENBA gives users AI-driven suggestions right on the screen. Like, what's the next best thing to do with this customer?
So based on rules the admin sets up.
Yeah, admins configure strategy rules. These could look at things like a churn score from Prediction Builder or maybe how much the customer is using the product.
So it's like Netflix recommendations, but for CRM actions.
Yeah, that's a decent analogy. If a customer has a high churn risk and isn't using the product much, ENBA might pop up a suggestion on their account. Schedule a check-in call and offer a success package.
And can those suggestions trigger actions?
They can. Admins can set it up. So clicking the recommendation automatically creates a task for the rep, or sends an email, or kicks off a flow. It closes the loop.
Wow, okay. These tools really seem to lower the barrier for admins to build some pretty sophisticated, intelligent experiences. Now, what about architects? How is AI changing their world in 2025?
For architects, it's shifting from just productivity to being more of a strategic partner, really. AI is helping them validate designs, check compliance, even generate implementation blueprints.
A strategic partner. Okay, tell me about the Enterprise Architecture Agent, the EA agent. That sounds serious.
It is pretty advanced. It's Salesforce's own tool, and it leverages data cloud and an LLM trained on a massive amount of internal Salesforce documentation. We're talking over 100,000 documents.
Wow. So it knows Salesforce best practices inside out?
Pretty much. Think of it like having a super architect who's memorized every piece of Salesforce guidance. Architects can use it to validate their designs against best practices, check security compliance, optimize integration plans.
So you could ask it something like, is this integration plan secure?
Exactly. And it might come back saying, well, you're missing encryption here, and recommend using TLS and Shield Platform encryption. Maybe even suggest using the bulk API for efficiency and point you right to the relevant Salesforce docs.
That's powerful. Faster, more robust designs from the start, I guess.
That's the goal. Faster reviews, more secure and scalable solutions, less compliance risk down the line. It helps catch potential issues much earlier.
Okay. Now, there was also this other thing mentioned, getgenerative.ai. How does that fit in? Is it different from the Salesforce tool?
Yeah, getgenerative.ai is positioned as more of an end-to-end platform, specifically for Salesforce implementations. It offers a suite of different AI agents that work together across the whole project lifecycle.
The whole lifecycle, from sales to go live.
Right. They have like a pre-sales agent to help scope things out and generate proposals. Then a design agent that turns requirements into detailed user stories and solution designs.
So it helps structure the project plan.
Exactly. For example, you feed it requirements for, say, a property management app, and it can output a design doc with beta models, user stories ready for Jira. Then there's a build agent.
Does that write the code?
It identifies the metadata needed and can generate code or flows based on the design specs from the design agent. Then a testing agent helps create test plans, cases, even scripts. And finally, a go-live agent assists with deployment checklists and support docs.
So it really is like a team of specialized AI consultants for each phase.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Architects seem to like it because it aims to provide that single source of truth, ensures consistency from design to build, and can massively speed up delivery. Some claim up to 10x faster.
10 times. Wow. Okay, but how does something like GetGenerative.ai work with the native Salesforce tools like Einstein for developers or Flow? Do they compete or complement?
That's the key question, and the idea is they complement each other. GetGenerative.ai can act as an orchestration layer, feeding context into the Salesforce tools.
Okay, give me an example. How would that work?
Sure. So GetGenerative's design agent produces a really detailed user story, right? Say about auto-closing in active cases. A developer can then take that specific, well-defined user story.
And feed it into Einstein for developers.
Exactly. Prompt Einstein like, generate Apex for this user story. Because the input context from GetGenerative is so good, the code Einstein produces should be much more accurate and aligned with the actual requirement.
Got it. So GetGenerative provides the detailed what, and Einstein helps with the how. What about for admins and declarative stuff?
Similar idea. GetGenerative might output a list of all the custom fields needed for a property object, or the precise logic for a flow. That list or logic can then be used as input for Einstein for flow, or even scripted against the metadata API to automatically create those fields and flows. Less clicking for the admin.
Okay. And testing, how does that integrate?
GetGenerative's testing agent creates the test scenarios and cases. Einstein for developers can then take those specific scenarios and generate the corresponding Apex unit test code needed to actually run those tests within Salesforce. AI helps plan the tests, and AI helps write the code to execute them.
Streamlines the whole QA process. What about making Copilot smarter?
Right, Copilot knows Salesforce data, but maybe not the specifics of your custom build. GetGenerative captures all that project context, why a certain custom field exists, what a specific status means for your business.
So you feed that context into Copilot.
Yeah, maybe as prompts or knowledge articles. Then Copilot can give much more relevant context-aware answers about your specific setup, not just generic Salesforce answers.
Makes Copilot much more useful for end users and DevOps.
GetGenerative's Go Live agent can produce detailed deployment plans, what metadata needs to move rollback steps. That plan can then be fed into tools like GearSet or Salesforce DX to actually execute the deployment more smoothly and reliably.
Okay, so it's really about using GetGenerative to provide the structured context and plan, and then leveraging the native Salesforce AI tools for the actual generation or execution within the platform.
Exactly. It's about making the native tools more effective by giving them better project-specific information to work with.
Makes sense. Now, quickly, you mentioned a few other Salesforce AI platform tools earlier. Can you just recap those briefly?
Sure. Besides the ones we detailed, there's Einstein Prediction Builder and Recommendation Builder for creating those specific models. Einstein for Formulas lets you use AI logic within formulas. Einstein One Studio is kind of the workbench for managing AI models. And then Copilot Builder and Prompt Builder let you customize those AI assistants and how you interact with them.
Right.
And Model Builder gives more control over predictive models. Lots of tools in the toolbox.
Definitely a comprehensive suite. So, looking ahead, crystal ball time. What's next? Beyond 2025, what trends should we watch in Salesforce AI?
Well, I think we'll see AI become even more proactive, predicting customer needs before they even ask, enabling really hyper-personalized offers or support.
So moving beyond just reacting.
Yeah. And more AI in specific areas like sustainability cloud. Imagine AI automatically tracking carbon footprints from your Salesforce data and suggesting optimal delivery routes, things like that.
Interesting. What else?
Autonomous workflow optimization. AI not just suggesting changes, but maybe automatically tweaking things like lead routing based on real-time capacity or success rates. Also, deeper integration with wearables, IoT, pulling in more real-time data.
And conversational AI. Will bots get even better?
Oh, for sure. Expect the next generation of Einstein GPT to have much more nuanced, human-like understanding of context in conversations. Longer, more complex interactions without losing the thread.
It's all moving incredibly fast. It really feels like AI is fundamentally changing how businesses operate using Salesforce. Yeah. Enhancing efficiency, customer experience, the whole package.
It really is transformative. And for everyone listening, definitely take the time to explore these tools, figure out how they fit into your own context. Staying ahead of this curve is going to be crucial.
Absolutely. And if those larger implementation challenges we discussed resonate and the idea of AI simplifying that whole process sounds appealing, maybe check out getgenerative.ai.
Yeah, worth a look. See if their approach fits your needs. They usually have walkthroughs or demos available.
Okay, so as we wrap up, here's something to chew on. We've talked a lot about AI doing more, generating code, building flows, making decisions. How does this increasing AI capability, this autonomy almost, how might that reshape the actual roles of developers, admins, and architects in the Salesforce world over the next few years? Something to think about in terms of skills and strategy.
Definitely something to ponder. The roles might evolve quite significantly.
Food for thought. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.